Regina, Saskatoon's Ava Beausoleil and Estevan's Olivia Fonstad are the first two teams through to the Page playoffs at the Curl Sask U20 Women's Provincial Curling Championship currently underway in Regina. Beausoleil and her Natana foursome of third Annika Steckler, second Leah Beausoleil, led Hannah Rugg and alternate Maya Silversides were the first to get through, taking a 7-3 win over Fonstad in the A final during the afternoon draw. It was a close game throughout, with Beausoleil holding a 4-2 lead through seven ends, but a three spot in the ninth would be all the eventual victors needed to pull away. Fonstad and her rink of third Amy Fredette, second April McMillan and lead Andrea Fredette didn't have to wait long to book their playoff spot, as they rolled to an 11-5 win over Regina Highlands' Chloe Johnston in the B final one draw later. Fonstad did a large portion of damage in the fourth end when she scored five, and back-to-back steals in the seventh and eighth would bring things to an early finish. The C finalists have also been decided, with North Battleford's Chloe Semeniuk scoring five over the final two ends and then stealing in the extra for a 9-8 victory over Lloydminster's Camden Baldock to land her spot. Semeniuk will face defending U20 women's champion Jennifer Medley and her Saskatoon Natana foursome of third Melissa Remishilo, second Kelsey Noyes and lead Kylie Wilms after Pamedley lost 7-6 to Johnston in the B semifinal. Reigning U18 girls provincial champion Shauna Simpson and her Regina Highland rink of third Lauren Spidle, second Makina Bailey and lead Caitlin Spidle picked up deuces in three straight ends late in the game to take a 9-7 win over Saskatoon Sutherland's Heidi Fredette in the other C semifinal. Simpson will take on Johnston, third Kara Kesslering, second Kia Laduser and lead Kaylee Rosenfeldt for the spot in the playoffs. Both C finals are set for 9 a.m. Saturday at the Highland Curling Club, with the Page playoff 1-2 game between Beausoleil and Fonstad taking place at 7 p.m. The winner of that contest will advance directly to the final, while the loser will drop down to face the winner of the 2C qualifiers in the semifinal at 9 a.m. Sunday. The winner there advances to the championship game at 2 p.m. Sunday. Be sure to keep an eye on www.curlsask.ca for up-to-the-minute updates.